name of our God. Blessed be the 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 name of our God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 We glorify Jesus. We honor the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get into the word of the Lord tonight. I don't plan to be lengthy in the word. Glory to God. But I believe that the Lord has a word for us so that we can be strong, strengthened, and encouraged in the things of the Lord. Glory to God. I want to direct your attention to two passages of scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 9 and 27, and Philippians 4 and verse 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do we have that amplified Bible on that computer? Glory to God. I want to read both of these passages during the message from that version. Glory to God. Here's what the man of the Lord says. He says, this is Paul's personal testimony. Say with me, a personal testimony. Come on, say it again, a personal testimony. The scripture says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Glory to God. Say with me again, a personal testimony. Glory to God. If you're wondering, how can I maintain, hallelujah, victory over addictions? We maintain it by maintaining a personal testimony. Come on, say with me, a personal testimony. The word of the Lord says, but I keep under my body. I'm reading from King James first. I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Lest that when, by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Glory to God. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul declares, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And may God bless the reading and the doing of his word. Father, we thank you that we do believe that we shall receive, hallelujah, divine enablement as we put the word of God out front, behind us, to the side of us, and above us, that your word might be for us everything that we need. And we thank you for the victory that is ours in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. While it is true that in the message Sunday, I put some emphasis on the positive side of addiction, and I pray that the people of God didn't get lost in my personal testimony. Had thought about it like that, but glory to God, didn't get lost in that or distracted by that. But But during that time of emphasis, I was talking about the fact that when you start talking about addiction, there is a requirement for a person to literally addict themselves. No one becomes an addict necessarily by accident. However, it is important to understand that every man is tempted, tested, tried, deceived, brought into bondage by his own lusts or desires and entice. Two things: desire and the capacity to be baited. The word entice literally has to do with baiting. It is seeing something in what an enemy wants. Seeing something in the enemy wants the person. And the enemy sees something in the person that the person may be naturally open to. For example, hunger. In this country, it is a crime to hunt, living 4-footed animals by baiting them. Because basically, the baiting means I take advantage of hunger or something about light or some other kind of thing that relates to this animal in order to get the animal literally to run in my direction so I can take him out. And in this country, almost every state makes it illegal. In other words, give the prey a fighting chance. However, there seemed to be no willingness to deal with that when it comes down to human beings. You know, the enemy has a way of distorting the thinking of this generation. It's a crime to bait animals, but baiting of human beings, perfectly legal. I know that, you know, you've seen even some of the shows and people are apologizing, saying, you know, I know I shouldn't have done it, but you caught me, and they got the hands and the handcuffs and they're being taken out. And they said, well, what was going on? And, you know, he got lured into what he thought was a child, only to find out that there was someone faking it. Said they set me up. The thing is, they were looking for appetite. And I'm here to tell you that Satan is looking for appetite. Glory to God. He's looking for something in individuals that he can put his claws into, pull them in, drag them under. Glory to God. And the scripture says, every man is tempted, tested. But here's a good word: evaluated by
his own desires and capacity to be baited. You cannot really be baited by something that there's nothing in you that reaches for it. It's just like if I were to turn to this young man sitting to my right and ask him, you know, and bring to him a big plate of boiled okra. And say to him, you know, okay, you know, you want it, you got to follow me. There would be nothing in him, probably, nothing in him that will salivate. Nothing in him that will even have any kind of inclination. In fact, it might even make him nauseous. There are things that men can be tempted with, that one man is tempted with it, and another man, it just doesn't have any effect on. One woman is tempted with it, another woman, no effect. I don't mean not much effect, zero. There has to be something in there. Baiting. So while that is something that you know, and from one perspective, you can say, you know that means, you know they were unfairly treated, they were set up. But Paul says, I began to look on the inside of me, and I saw something in my body that could be baited. And so what did he say? While my body is going up, I get under my body, knowing that my body is like going up a ladder. I get under my body so that if my body is going to go in the wrong direction, I'll pull the ladder out from under my body. Hallelujah. He says, I keep under my body. I stay under it. And I bring it into subjection. I deal with my body like crabs do other crabs in a barrel. No, you're not getting out of here. You're staying in here. While that's a thing that we do talk about and how negative it is for us to deal with one another like that, it's a positive thing when it comes down to yourself. Because if you don't pull yourself down when there's grace in you to pull yourself down, then you will let yourself go. Said, can I? Well, you know, seemed like I just got there, couldn't help it. I'm here to tell you that even when a person, you know, sometimes people, you know, got this thing, you know, I just couldn't help it. I was trying to stay away from it, but it was just, ooh, it just looked so good. It looked so good. I knew I got tests in the morning, and they told me nothing by mouth after midnight, but I just, you know, but the average person said, now look now. You could have held off. It wasn't like you were going to be starving to death. You'd already eaten most of the day. Just go on to bed and sleep through it. In other words, there's something in you that can put the brakes on yourself. Hallelujah. And that's what he was saying. I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection. Lest when I have preached and ministered to others, I will be a castaway. I will be abandoned as worthless. I'd be the one that would be the greatest loser. And Paul understood it, and that's why he wrote it. The verse of scripture that we read, he says, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Strength. In Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 26, or verse 28, Proverbs 25 and 28, glory to God. Hear the word of God makes it really clear how an individual needs to deal with himself. Paul makes it clear. He says, I keep under my body. He doesn't say the Holy Ghost keeps under my body. He said, I keep under my body. But in the other passage, he says, and I can do it through Christ who strengthens me. God works with me the way I work with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God works with me the way I work with God. Say with me, God works with me the way I work with God. If I take advantage of his strength, he'll work with me to give me more strength. If I take advantage of his help, he'll work with me to give me more help. The one that hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have much more. Glory to God. Look at this passage. Because everything we're talking about is related to the inner man. He says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a what? Like a city that is broken down and without walls. Broken down and without walls. Now, in our case, we have to be, you know, we have to be able to reflect back, because most of our cities are not surrounded with walls. So we'd have to look back in history, or maybe look at other countries, to get an understanding of what the walls are all about. The whole purpose of a wall is to fortify. Say with me, fortify. It is important for us as believers to surround ourselves with protective things. Even those who share 12-step programs and other things like that, trying to help people, they make it clear you've got to put the walls around yourself. Oh yes, you might be able to get with the old hanging, running buddies. But it is very possible that getting with them makes you vulnerable. Getting with them, there's something in you that connecting with them, and it's not so much of connecting with them as much as it is getting back in connection with the spirit that is in them. Because see, I'm here to tell you, there's a spirit behind addictions. There's spirits behind things that destroy a person's life and helps them to destroy their own bodies and build into them cravings. I mean cravings, insatiable cravings for something that will injure, that will hurt, that will rob of peace and rob of life. There's something satanic in there. Amen, church. So you have to put walls around yourself. We have legal things in our nation that helps with protection. We call it the rule of law. but in a lawless environment. Glory to God. In a lawless environment, you have people coming to areas and finding groups of families, connecting with each other. And they're trying to take their goods. And I want you to hear me, that that's what the enemy is really after. He's after your goods. Trying to take their goods, and what people would do to protect themselves and to maintain their ability to fight against enemies in the hundreds of years ago, they literally would build a wall around the families. So much of a wall that they had houses up on the wall. Some of the walls were so wide that they could have multiple lanes of chariots going around the wall at the same time. And here's the Lord just trying to remind us that there really is an enemy that can go after your well-being. Take the time. Take the energy. Take the prayer time, the word time, the faithfulness time, and build walls around yourself. Because a person who does not rule his spirit, he's open to other things coming in. Amen, church. He says he's like a city with a broken down, that is broken down and has no walls. Broken down. The analogy is quite clear. Broken down, you got houses. The walls are not there. But even the houses are not safe from the elements. He's talking about without protection on multiple levels and multiple fronts. When a person lives without controlling his or her spirit, they literally become a prey to the adversary. But Paul makes it clear. I handle this. I handle myself. The old folks used to say you need to get a hold of yourself. Handle yourself. Get a hold of yourself so that the enemy of your life is limited in his ability to wreak havoc in your life. Amen. Sometimes what you have to do is just brace yourself. Brace yourself. That's what we all have to do. Brace ourselves. Put ourselves in check. So that when the enemy comes in and he tries to give ourselves blows that we could be knocked out with, we need to condition ourselves to take the hits. Say with me, conditioning myself to take the hits. One of the greatest, I'm really not that much of a fan of hardly any sports, but one of the greatest fights I've ever seen was a fight with an old man as a boxer and a young man as a boxer. And the young man had a reputation. He gonna knock you out in one of the first two or three rounds. The old man says, I knew that I couldn't beat it. All I needed to do was outlast it. Glory to God. I think his name was George Foreman. And George says, I trained to take a beating. I didn't train to throw a punch. He said, I trained myself to take a beating. Back to 1 Corinthians 9:27. Amplified version. We're going somewhere. We're almost there. He says, but like a boxer, I buffeted my body. I handle it roughly and I discipline it by hardship and subdued it for fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and the things pertaining to it, I myself should become unfit, not stand the test, be unapproved and rejected as a counterfeit. He says, I train myself to take a hit. And I want to tell you something, child of God. We have to train ourselves to take a hit. Oh, I know what we want to do with the things of God. We want to talk about living a hitless life. I want to live, glory to God, know that, glory to God, no matter what happens in my life, the devil can't touch me. I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that if the enemy may not be able to touch you, recognize that life can still get to you. Trouble can still get to you. Hunger can still get to you. Appetite can still get to you. Amen. Death can still get to you. So he says, I regimented myself. I handle myself roughly. How did the boxer get himself ready for those blows? He had to train taking them. Glory. He couldn't train dodging them. Hallelujah. He had to train taking them. Thank you, Jesus. And the more he trained to take him, the more he got himself ready. It was hard. Training meant that he went home and went to sleep sore a lot of time. Probably had to soak himself many, many times just getting ready for the fight. But oh God, he took those blows until his opponent had lost all of his energy running after it. Hallelujah. And one of those last rounds, and I didn't see it coming, he threw one final blow and his opponent hit the floor. You sound better, float. Hallelujah. And he was out. One, two, three, hallelujah, four, five, six, seven, time to get up, but couldn't get up. Why? Because the one that he came to knock out got ready to stand against a knockout. And God can give you grace to stand against a knockout. Philippians 4 verse 13. Flip that to the Amplified Bible on that. I want us to read this together here. He says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything. Help me to say ready for anything. I am ready for anything and equal to anything. Hallelujah. I'm ready for it and I'm equal to it. I'm ready for it and I'm equal to it. I'm ready for it and I'm equal to it. In other words, I know that maybe your life might have been, I'm afraid to get around that. And I'm not saying go test yourself. I'm saying there's a place where you can get in God through discipline, through exercising yourself, through training and development until, glory to God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God in you lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm equal to anything. I'm ready for anything. I'm equal to anything, he says, through the one who infuses inner strength. God infuses inner strength. Yes. Why do you come to prayer? I get on my knees because I want God. I don't want to just pray. I want God to pour in. I want God to infuse. I want God to put something down in my belly. Hey, glory. He said he's infusing strength into me. And then he says, I am. Oh, I wish you would say with me, I am self-sufficient. In Christ's sufficiency, I don't need a crutch. I don't need to run in fear. There's something in me that's ready for what the enemy can throw at me. I'm ready through Christ. I'm able through Christ. I have strength through Christ. Say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat something after me. Say with me, like a boxer, I will discipline and subdue my body. I will boldly proclaim God's word to others from my place of victory. I will not become unfit. I will stand the test. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I can do all things. You know the rest of it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let me give you a confession one more time. Like a boxer, I will discipline and subdue my body. I will boldly proclaim God's word to others from my place of victory. I will not become unfit. I will stand the test. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. The enemy might come in there and he's looking for something that he can bait. But I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lift your hands to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. This is my testimony. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I have everything I need because he's given me everything he has. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There is no devil in hell, out of hell, round hell, going to hell that can take us from our place of victory if we maintain our testimony of victory. Hallelujah. I don't mean maintaining our speech about victory, but maintaining our what? Testimony. I have a testimony if I never get to the witness stand. Yes. Hallelujah. If I never get a chance to give my verbal thing, I'm a witness. And as a witness, I have a testimony. So if you never hear, he brought me out, I'm a brought out person. If you never hear that he took me up, I'm a picked up person. If you never hear that he broke the chains, I'm in and living with broken chains. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they were so strengthened that the testimony about their testimony was they loved not their lives even unto death. So you can't scare me. I'm not in love with my life. I'm in love with my future. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul told those people, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. You can't take me out and I be a loser. If you tear me down, cut me down, and kill me, I'm more of a winner than I lived. Because to die is gain. Help me to say gain. The Father, with everything in me, lift your hands. Let's pray. I have given your children the word that you've inspired me to give them. I even gave them the confession that you gave to me for my personal confession. And Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you that victory is ours, that help is ours, that strength is ours, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we just pray. We pray in Jesus' name that you will cause us to be overcomers. Overcomers. We are already overcomers, but we want to walk in the greatness of this in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come against habits. We come against addictions. Oh, are you praying, church? We come against everything that the enemy will use to enslave. And Father, we pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh God, for every time one of your children began to move in a direction where the enemy desires to bait them, thank you that there is no temptation, no baiting. Hallelujah. But such as is common to man. But you will, with the baiting, escape, but to bear it. Thank you that there's a ram. Karobo Sheba. There's divine provisions in the bush. Yeah, Lord, we make the decision to look toward the bush. Yes, Lord. Called in the thickets of time, the thickets of trials, the thickets of tribulation, the thickets of the place of obedience. Called in the bush is the ram, the provision of our God. Thank you. You're still Jehovah Jireh. Oh, Rashesha. Hallelujah. Thank you. You're still Jehovah Rophe. You are healer. You're provider. You're all that we need. And we bless you right now. We bless you right now. Come on. Bless him. We bless you right now. We bless him with our mouths. We bless him with our hands. We bless him, oh, Rashadada, with the praise that comes from our lips. We bless you, oh God. Oh, come on, stand on your feet and let's bless him. We bless you, oh God. 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 Dearanda lobo shobo shaba. Gegenenda bo sukura saba. Your faith is ready to go through anything. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray that you will settle your people in victory. In the name of Jesus, we will not be addicted or enslaved by anything. And those who the enemy has tried to bring them under, Lord, I thank you for a testimony of faith that you've given to them that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I've got strength to keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Glory to God. My mind want to run down this fearful lane, but I'm going to tell my mind, come back here. Bow your knees to the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come back here. Wandering thoughts, come back here. Scattered mindset and scattered thoughts, sit down somewhere. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you. And we bless you. And we praise you. For the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you believe it, open your mouth and say, it shall be well with me. Glory to God. Say it again. It shall be well with me. Hallelujah. That's the victory. Come on, let's just praise God one more time. Praise God. Oh, let's fill the house with praise. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Never enslaved ever again. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm holding on to my testimony. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Holding on to my testimony. My Redeemer liveth. Holding on to my testimony. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.